נתשן לזיין עמד על הצצק. שוכח אחד מן החיצון לבלו עירב. So now up to the fourth case. The Rava was saying that only one case really where you could make bittul mechatzer lechatzer. Rava was saying there's only one case where you could make bittul mechatzer lechatzer, and that's the following case. Shachach echad min achitzona velo iriv. The eruv is in the inner courtyard. And somebody from the outer courtyard forgot to contribute to the eruv. So vadei pnimis muteres. So here the two chatzeros can be separated, and the inner one will be muter da'chada dosha u'mishtamsha, because they'll close off their door, figuratively speaking, and isolate themselves, because the eruv is in their chatzer, and nobody forgot to make an eruv in their chatzer. What's the problem? That they're connected to the outer chatzer because the Eruv is in by them. So then they're all considered like living in the same place, and somebody forgot to make an Eruv from the outside place who's connected to here. So what will happen is that the outside people, Mimavakal, they're a shush to the inside people, and then the inside people will be totally separated from the outside people, and that'll be okay. Now, even though normally ein mevatlin mechatzer lechatzer, but here there's an extra added benefit. And that is, this is a machlokus, we'll see one second Rashi, we mentioned it before, this is a machlokus Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanon, whether bechlal you need bittul over here, whether the outside people have to mevatl or not. But we say that the inside people say, we only made an eruv with you if it's not going to hurt us. But the fact that somebody in your chatzah forgot to make the eruv hurts us. And we had the eruv in our chatzah. So therefore, l'tikune shitafticha v'lo lavos. I made you part of my eruv for my benefit and your benefit, not to hurt me. And therefore, they can disassociate themselves from the outside people. They don't have the eruv by them. Somebody there forgot. So therefore, they're totally separate without any bittul. The outside people just become disassociated. That is what Rabbi Akiva says. The Rabbanan hold. I'm not sure if this is who this is. Right, no. That's what the Rabbanan hold. Rabbi Akiva holds you still need bittul. You still need the outside people from Avatar. But since, really, they're disassociated, because really the Svara is that I didn't put you in my Eruv to hurt me. Right? That Svara is a strong Svara. So therefore, even according to Rabbi Akiva, that normally you need Bittul, and normally Bittul won't help from one Chatzar to another Chatzar, since over here there's a strong Svara that you don't need Bittul at all, the Bittul will help me Chatzar to Chatzar. That's basically what the case is. Rashi. Shachach echad min achitzon levelo irev. Baha modi shmuel nevatli ben achitzon lev me pnimis. Oso rishosh shibolohen letochan adidei hergalei ruvan. Right here, even Shmuel would agree that even though normally ain't mevatli mechatzel lechatzer, here the outer chatzer can be mevatli their rishosh to the inner chatzer, and let the inner chatzer carry completely. Mishum, da amra lo letikuni shitavtich velo lavasi. Because the inner one can say to the outer one, I didn't include you in my Erev to hurt me. So therefore, really, they shouldn't have to do anything. They should just be able to close off themselves, keep their Erev there, and exclude the outer one automatically. This is how the Gemara explains at the end of the parak. Behind the boy, Bittul. Right? I, Lechor, what do you need Bittul for then? Right? Since we have this svar of Litzikune Shittavtich, I made you part of my Shittu, part of my Erev. For your good and my good, not to hurt me. Aliba de Rabbi Akiva Amra. This goes according to Rabbi Akiva. Amra Rava the Milsei. Rava said this halacha according to Rabbi Akiva. The il rabban and belad bittul nami amrala. Pnimis hachi. Without bittul, the inner one can say, I didn't include you in the eruv to hurt me. And therefore, they're automatically disassociated. And the inner one is mutter. The akrala the eruv, right? And the eruv becomes separated from the outer one and becomes only miyuchad for the inner one. Mishum de ma'avasila, because it hurts him. I didn't make an Erev with you. It's going to hurt me. Aval Rabbi Akiva Omer Deboi Libotulei B'Shil Hai Pirkin. But Rabbi Akiva holds in the end of the parrot that you need Bittel. Right? The Chishachach Ben Pnimis Lekol. So that's what's it called. That's the case where even Shmuel would hold Bittel Hals Michotzel L'Chotzer, because really, Nekor Adin, you don't need any Bittel either, like the Rabbanon hold. But Rabbi Akiva holds you need Bittel. In this case, that kind of Bittel will help Michotzel L'Chotzer. So Rashi says, V'chishachach Ben Pnimis. What happened to the other case? Why don't we say the same thing the other way around? Where somebody from the inner courtyard forgot. Okay? Lekala Memer Hachi can say the same case. Why? The Liftal of Nepnimis, the Ticho Dosh of Atishamish. What should we say? Let's say the case like this. You have the Eruv is in the inner courtyard, and somebody from the inner courtyard forgot to make the Eruv, to contribute to the Eruv. And everybody in the outside courtyard remembered. So what's the problem now? The guy in the inner courtyard forgot. Let him be mevatel his reshus to the inner courtyard, not to the outside one, to the inner one. Okay? Now, all the reshuyos in the inner one will be to the people who have made the Erev. This guy's out of the picture now. So everybody had made an Erev in the middle, in the inner one and the outer one. Right? So what's the problem? Now, well, it should be okay. Right? And now, the inner one will close them, so the only problem is that, what's it called, there's the outer one that he can't be mevatel his reshus to. Because ain't mevatel in mechotze lechotze. So forget about the outer one. Let the inner one now close itself off from the outer one and have their own Eruv to themselves. Why can't this case, where the inner one closes himself off from the outer one, and the outer one is disassociated, be just as valid if somebody from the inner chotzer forgot as if somebody from the outer chotzer forgot? Why is it only good if somebody from the outer chotzer forgot? Then the inner ones can disassociate themselves. Why can't they disassociate themselves? If the inner one forgot, let the inner one be mevatel. Now they'll be the only ones. He can't be mevatel to the outer ones, so they'll be disassociated, and the inner one will be able to close himself off. The lamatzil amem letikuni shitavtich lelavosi shari tchilas ha'ivul shalidei ben penimis ba. Because here they can't say, you're causing us problems. So we didn't make an Erev with you to cause us problems. And then you don't really need bittel, but bittel will help, because it's just an extra added thing, according to Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabban, you don't really need bittel. But over here, you need bittel mamish. So you have to mevatel to the outside one too. And that can't be, because ain't mevatel mechotzel lechotzel. Why do you need real bittel? Because the reason you don't need a real bittel in the case that the Gemara is talking about is because the inner ones can say, we didn't make an Erev with you to hurt us. So we can just close ourselves off and disassociate. We never accepted this Erev to hurt us. But that's only where they didn't do anything wrong, and the outer ones are the problem. But with somebody from their courtyard forgot to make the Eruv, so they can't say, you're hurting us, we hurt ourselves. So therefore, you need a real bittel. You need a real bittel, it can't hurt. Omerle, v'chitzona asura, v'chora, why should the outer one be asur now? Why does the inner one have to close themselves off and forget about the outer ones? Now the inner ones are allowed to carry where they are. Okay? So the outer one shouldn't be osur, because the drisus haregel of the inner ones is from people who are allowed to carry where they are. And according to the Rabbanan, regel hamuteres bin koma doesn't osur shalom bin koma. So what's the problem? Why should the outer one now be osur? Let the outer one be mutter too. The inner one, what's it called? And let the people in the outer one, the guy who forgot, be mevatel his reshus to the other ones. And then the outer one will also have an Erev, and the inner one will have the Erev, and the inner one doesn't asur the outer one because they're allowed to carry in their place. So everybody should be okay to carry. Why is the outer one asur? Omer le rafuna breda vishua le rava. Omer le rafuna breda vishua le rava. V'chishachach ech ben apnimis. The low Erev. Am I stay in Asuros? That's a different case. Okay, let's strike that. Okay. The question starts from here. Rafuna Breda of Yeshua said to Rava, when one of the inner ones forgot, okay, forget about the case where, what's it called, why are they both Asur, right? Let the Liftel High Bar Pnimis Livnei Pnimis, let the inner one who forgot be Mavatl his Rishus to the inner one. That he can do. It's not Michatzer l'Chatzer, that's in his own Chatzer. So he'll mevatel his reshus to the inner Chatzer, Now there'll only be four people in the inner chosher. The fifth one is irrelevant. And now the outer one, who nobody forgot, will be mutter with the inner one. Because now the inner one is mutter, so what's the problem? Why? Smara says, no, come on, Rebbe Elazar, your question is only good according to Rebbe Elazar. The Omer Eino Tzorech Levatel Rishus L'Cholechot Yechot. Machlokas, we already had it mentioned already, whether when you Levatel Rishus, you have to do it to each person, or to one person is enough. Right? The idea being that that one person now will be in place of this guy. He made the Eved. So the other guy's Rishus will be, what's it called, will be contained in his Rishus. He already made an Eved with his Rishus, and it's good enough. Or no. He has to Levatel Rishus to each and every separate one. Rav Elazar holds you don't have to mevatel to each and every one. You don't have to mevatel to one person. That person now has your rishus, and he has part of the Erev. That's fine. That's good. And the Rabbanan hold that you have to mevatel to each and every one. So if you hold you don't have to mevatel to each and every one, then the inner guy only has to mevatel his rishus to the inner chotzer. Even to one in the inner chotzer should be nothing. There's nothing to do anything with the outside chotzer. But if you hold Yaakov Avakal to everyone who has Rishus in this Chatzar, the outer one has Rishus in the Chatzar too. Because the Erev is by the inner one. So their Margul, their Erev, they're all considered like one happy family. Because you are considered where your Erev is. So the outer one is considered like they're in the inside. And now Yaakov Avakal Rishus to everybody. But you can't be Avakal Rishus to people on the outside because that's Michatz of the Chatzar. So therefore it won't work. When I said that it won't help if somebody from the inner chotzer forgets, won't help to be mevatel to the inner chotzer, that guy, and then the outer one will be mutter. I only said that according to the Rabbanan, that you have to mevatel to each one, because then we have a problem. Mevatel mechotzer lechotzer. But according to Rabbi Elazar, you're right. According to Rabbi Elazar, you don't have to mevatel to each one. He only has to mevatel to the people in his chotzer. And echanami, in that kind of case also, it all will be mutter. Rashi, keman k'Rabbi Elazar, Rava komahadar leila Rav Huna. Rav Huna asked Rava the question, and Rava answered, your question is only according to Rabbi Elazar. Keman ka'amras lemilsach k'Rabbi Elazar. The amr eino tzorech, b'shilai oshin pasin o kim nahachi. Ray learned this in oshin pasin, that what's it called, Rabbi Elazar and the Rabbanan argue, whether you have to mevatel rishus l'kol echad de'echad, or only to one. And Rava said, I said my whole thing according to the Rabbanan, not according to Rabbi Elazar. Nechanami, your kasha is a good kasha if I would hold like Rabbi Elazar, but I don't hold like Rabbi Elazar. Rav Chisda, Rav Sheshes, Kipagi Bahadodi, Rav Chisda, Mirsan, Sifosei, Mimasnaisa, Rav Sheshes. When Rav Chisda and Rav Sheshes would meet and they would learn together, discuss Torah together, so Rav Chisda's lips trembled from the Mishnayos, Rashi says that Chizda knew. Rav Sheshes knew, the Rav Sheshes. And the Rav Shira Gaon says it was the Brises that he knew. Rav Chizda knew the Mishnayos as good as Rav Sheshes, but Rav Sheshes knew a lot more Brises. So whatever it was, he was a Baki, much more of a Baki than Rav Chizda. So Rav Chisda trembled because of the information that Rav Sheshes had, and he was afraid that he'd catch him on something he didn't know. Rav Sheshes mirta kule gufe mipilpule de Rav Chisda. Rav Sheshes used to tremble his whole body because of Rav Chisda's sharpness. He was afraid that Rav Chisda would ask him some sharp questions that he couldn't answer. That's not enough just to know the information. So Rashi says, mimasnais Rav Sheshes show you mishnais durislo. His Mishnayos everything was in order, and he knew it backwards and forwards. The Yori Rav Chisda Shlo Yikshlo Mi Mishnah Mishnah V'Yomer Lo Tarzan, and he was afraid that Rav Sheshes would ask him stiras and different Mishnayos. He didn't even know the Mishnayos existed, and he wouldn't be able to answer them. Mi Pilpul Echorif Esabrnoyim. On the other hand, Rav Chisda was a tremendous charif. Right? He was very sharp. B'yosef, v'omok b'sheilosef. He used to ask very deep questions. So, boi minei Rav Chisda and Rav Sheshes. So, when they got together, Rav Chisda asked Rav Sheshes the following question. Shnei batim mishnei tzidei rishus haravim. You have two houses on opposite sides of the rishus haravim, with the rishus haravim between them. Okay? Ubal Nachrin the Kifu Mechitza B'Shabbos. Goyim came and they put a mechitza around these two houses and encircled the Rishus HaRavim. So now you have a Rishus HaYachid between the two houses. The whole thing becomes a Rishus HaYachid. And it's like a chotzer between two houses. The Rishus HaRavim now becomes a chotzer that's shared to both of these houses, open into this chotzer, because now it's a Rishus HaYachid. Mar. Aliba de man, the Omar ain't bitl rishus mechotzer lechotzer, lo si boy. Hashta di boy la ruve meersmo motzu ma'arve. Amras ain't bitl rishus mechotzer lechotzer. Hocha di ibo la ruve meersmo lo motzu ma'arve. Lo kol shekain. Right. According to the one who says, so what's the problem over here? They can't make an Eruv, it's Shabbos. Right? And the Maisa without an Eruv, if your house opens to a chotzer, that now they have both rishus and this rishus harab. It's all one thing. So the Rishus HaRavim becomes like a chotzer to each house. So they both have Rishus in the chotzer, the old Rishus HaRavim, and they each have only Rishus in their house. So if without an Eruv, you can't carry into the chotzer. Right, so that's not the problem. You can't make an Eruv on Shabbos. The question would be, can one of them be mevatel his Rishus to the other one, and then at least one of them be able to carry from his house into this chotzer, which used to be Rishus HaRavim? That's the question. Shmar says, according to Rabban, the Omer who says, you never could be mevatel rishus mechotzer lechotzer. That means even if Erev Shabbos, you could have made an Erev between these chatzeres. But, what's it called, on Shabbos, you can't be mevatel rishus. The bitl doesn't help mechotzer lechotzer. It only helps within that same chotzer. So surely over here it's not going to help, because over here, Erev Shabbos, that chotzer was rishus harab. They surely couldn't have made any Erev. Now it's Shabbos, and now it became a rishus hayachid, made a chotzer, so if it doesn't help when you could have made an Erev Erev Shabbos, it surely doesn't help when you couldn't have made an Erev Erev Shabbos. So that's not the question. According to that opinion, there's no question that it won't help. Kiti boyaloch aliba the man de omer yesh bitl rishus mechotzer lechotzer. Quantum man de omer says, Rabbi Yochanan, who says that you could be mevatel rishus mechotzer lechotzer, right? So over here, normally, what's it called, you could be mevatel rishus from one chotzer to another chotzer. Over here, could you do it or not? Maybe not. Maybe over there in the case where they could have made an Erev between the two Chatzeres Erev Shabbos. And they didn't. You could be Mavakl Rishos on Shabbos. But Aval Hachar de lo Motzi Ma'arve Me'esmo. Betulei Nomi lo Motzi Mavakl. Aldum Aloshna. And over here though where Erev Shabbos it was a Rishos HaRavim, they could have made any Erev. So maybe what's it called here it's different. Or maybe not. That's the Shai. Shaila is, according to Man Yomar Holzik, Mevatim Mechotzer Lechotzer, is that only where you could have made an Erev between those Chatzeres, Erev Shabbos, and you didn't, then you can Mevatim on Shabbos, or no, even where you couldn't have made an Erev Erev Shabbos, like our case, you still can Mevatim Rishos on Shabbos if it became possible that Bittul Rishos will help. Omar Lei ain't Mevatim. So he answered him, you can't do it. Right? The only case you can make Bittul Mechotzer Lechotzer is if you could have made an Erev Erev Shabbos. Couldn't have made an Erev Erev Shabbos, then Bittul won't help. Rashi, their kifum, sosmu Rishus HaRavim. They put a fence around the Rishus HaRavim, mikan and mikan, right, on both sides of the house. The nisha lefnei beis habatim kein chotzer, shabatim psuch oslo. So now you have basically a chotzer that fronts each house. Half of the Rishus HaRavim on one side, and half of the Rishus HaRavim on the other side. Mahu, shiyavatel zeh Rishus HaLazeh, v'yehemutu v'hotzim beis HaLakan. Is it possible now on Shabbos that one, A, shemivatel zeh Rishus to B, and B, then will be able to carry from his house into the Chotzer. To ha'kaimel ha'mfirka tinyona, kol mechitza nasis b'Shabbos, ben b'shogim emezin shema mechitza, kol shkein hachad nochem avdua. Because the mechitza is a good mechitza. And even if the mechitza was made on Shabbos b'Isser, it still has an effect. Could be the Rabbanan, they were goes of the mechitza was made on Shabbos, you're not allowed to use. But here, it's good according to everybody because it's a goy who made it. Wasn't made by Isser, it was made by a goy. In fact, it was made on Shabbos, it doesn't make it less of a mechitza. Mor says, Ali, but the man, the omer, ain't bitl rishus mechotza lechotza. Vokim the time of mishum, they ain't osrin, they ain't mevatlin. Right? Since they, what's it called, didn't asr on each other. Right, in the case where they don't aser on one another. There are two chatzeres that are next to each other with a Pesach, but they have their own exit to Rishus HaRavim. They ain't mevatel. So in that case, you can't be mevatel according to everybody. They afagav di boy la ruve havi ma'arve. If they wanted to, they could have made an eruv. Still, al matarti bo'inan, osir ma'arve, you need both things. They asered, and you could make an eruv. Right? And same thing over here. You have to have, they didn't aser each other eruv Shabbos because there was no chatzah. But they couldn't have made an eruv either. It's only where you could have made an eruv, and without the eruv, they would have been aser, then bittul rishus helps. And the reason is that bittul rishus only helps where people have a shaykhus to the thing they're mevatel to. But if they didn't aser, or they couldn't have made an eruv, they don't have any shaykhus one thing to the other, one chatzah to the other. And the male is no such thing as bittul where there's no shaykhus.
Isn't this a common chatzah?
What?
Why is it chatzah to chatzah?
Because each one has the portion in front of their house, that's what's called that is shaykh to their house, right? They don't own it together. What they have is one has his chatzer in front of his house, the other one has his, but the chatzeros are psuchos without any mechitza into one to the other. So Mar says, "Losi boy, aloch the close came the hacha loha, the loha, the loha, the osrin zel ze esma, the lo taras erev leiselakan." Since it was Rishus Harabim, they didn't aser on one another because it was Rishus Harabim, and they didn't watch it. Well, couldn't make an erev. So both things are missing. Kiti boy, aloch aliba the man diomer yesh bit, the afagav the ain osrin. Even the when the diomer says that there you could be mevatel, even if they don't aser one on the other, like the case of the two chatzeros. Side by side with separate entrances to Rishus Harav. My, mi amrin hasam hu the iboy la ruve havimarv. At least one thing they could have done. They could have made an eruv. So their shaychus is they could have made an eruv, even though one doesn't ask of the other one. But if they wanted to, they could have made an eruv. That's good enough to be mevatel mirshus l'rishus. Ve'afagav the tarti leka chadam yeika. Even though it's not two, there's one. One thing gives them a shaychus. The fact that they could have made an eruv together. But over here, neither one exists. They didn't aser on each other, and they couldn't have made an eruv. So, Odilma midaha lo kapit, aha nami lo kapit. Or maybe not. Maybe you don't need any shaychus. You just need that the two chatzeros are next to each other, even though they couldn't have made an eruv before, they didn't aser each other before, but b'lamaisi, k'mavakum, rishus l'rishus, mechatzel l'chatzer. That's the question. Ein mavaklin, d'chadam yavainin. And so he answered him that what's it called, that you need at least one of them. There has to be some shaychus between these two chatzeres to mevatel mechatzel lechatzer. Even the man diomer says mevatel mechatzel lechatzer, and therefore in this case neither one exists, and you can't do it. And now the Gemara has another shaykh. Meis nochri b'shabes ma. So Rashi learns meis nochri b'shabes. Hanami bo minei. This is also what Rav Chizda asked from Rav Sheshes. He had a case where Rashi says, Shnei Yisraelim v'nochri havdorim b'chatzer. You have two Yidden and a Goy living in a chatzer, so they can't make an Erev without being socher the Rishus of the Goy. Velo sochru, velo irvu. They weren't socher the Rishus, and they made no Erev. So they're all awesome. Shabbos comes, and the Goy drops dead. Umeis nochri b'shabbos. Mahu levatel zelozeh. Now, they can't make an Erev on Shabbos, can one of them the Mavakal to the other one. Now there's only two Jews living there. Right? They could have made an Eruv before Shabbos. We'll see one second. So that's how Rashi learns. So, L'cha'orah, this is a case we had before. Where the Goy, what's it called, was there before Shabbos. And theoretically, they could have been Socher. And they could have made an Eruv. So if the Goy, what's it called, leaves on Shabbos, you can be mevatel rishus. So here the Goy left, just permanently. So, l'chora, Rashi, there's no kash on Shabbos, it's a Gemara before. Therefore, Tosfos says, it's talking in a case where the Goy wasn't there, Erev Shabbos. He came on Shabbos, and he dropped dead on Shabbos. So then they couldn't have made an Erev Shabbos. They couldn't have been socher his rishus, he wasn't there. That's the Shabbos. And all the Rishonim ask on Rashi, l'chora, that's a very difficult rush. But since this is only an Omid Yomish here, if you want to look into it, you'll see that there's answers for Rashi too, but a very difficult rush. But that's how Rashi does. Aliba, the man Yomer Socher Moti Boyalach. According to man Yomer, says that you could be Socher on Shabbos and be Mevatel Rishus, right? We had a question before. Could you be Socher on Shabbos or not? if the goy showed up on Shabbos. He wasn't there before, showed up on Shabbos, right? Could you be socher? And then mevatel rishus, according to the one who says you could, right? Hash the tarti of the inachadami boy, there's no shy. If you could be socher and mevatel rishus, surely if the goy is dead, and you only have to mevatel rishus, that for sure is okay. Elakiti boy lachalibet amad yomer ain't socher. If the goy shows up on Shabbos, you can't be socher, the rishus from the goy. Okay? And therefore, you can't be mevatel. It won't help to mevatel because you can't be socher. Tarti hudlavdina. Does that man diomer only hold you can't do two? You can't be socher, memeli, you can't be mevatel. But if you wouldn't have to be socher, like over here, the guy's dead. All you have to do is be mevatel, maybe he would hold you could be mevatel. Or maybe not. Maybe you can't do anything. Chadavdina, no dilma loshna, maybe he holds you can't do anything. That's the shayla. According to the man, the Omer holds that if the goy shows up on Shabbos, you could be socher his rishus, and then mevatel one to the other in place of an eruv. Then that's for sure it helps over here, where you only have to mevatel rishus because the goy's not in the picture anymore. You have to be socher anything, and he's no longer there, and he has no yorshim. So everybody gets his chelik or whatever. But what's it called? But according to the man, the Omer, who says that you can't be socher and be mevatel, maybe just because you have to do two things, schiras and bittel. But here you don't do schiras, maybe the bittel will help. That's the question. Omer le, ani omer mevatlin. I say you could be mevatel rishos, that the one who holds its osir only holds its osir because you can't be socher rishos on Shabbos. But here you don't have to be socher. The Hamenunan, Rav Hamenunan said, ain't mevatlin. And there's a machlokas rishonim, who we paskin like. Most rishonim hold we paskin like Rav Sheshes, that mevatlin. And Tosus learns that the means rise that halach is like Rav Hamenuna, that ain't mevatel. Okay, tiboyelach aliba the man diomer yesh bittel. No, meis nachri b'shabbos is a rei aliba the man diomer leel the pirkin heicha da'asi nachri b'shabbos. When the goy came on Shabbos, socher henenu, you're allowed to be socher his rishus on Shabbos, and then v'acher kach mevatlin. One is mevatel to the other, so at least one of them can carry into the chatzer. Lo siboylach. Over here, what's it called? For sure it's okay. Here you don't have to be socher rishos. The goy's dead. All you have to do is mevatel, so there's no problem. Of course it's okay. Hashta tarte avdin and schirus ubitl chada mi boy. If you hold, you can do two. Surely you can do one. Ani omer mevatlin, velo dam yelahi bele'el, dehocha, I boy meger va'aru v'me'eshvel motzayavdi. It's not like the other case, because here, had they wanted to rent the area from the goy, Erev Shabbos, and make an Erev, they could have. So here you see Rashi holds clear that the goy was here Erev Shabbos. Because if he wasn't here Erev Shabbos, how could you rent this place Erev Shabbos? So Rashi holds is talking in a case where the goy was here Erev Shabbos. And still, there's a shayla whether, what's it called, whether he's mevatel or not. The hamenuna omer ein mevatlin, kiven di boy aruve me'esma lo motzu avdi, velo schiras. Since yesterday they couldn't have made an Erev without being socher. Right, first you have to be socher. Then they could make an Erev. So you couldn't make an Erev without schirus. Ein bitl ele b'mokum Erev. So that's called ein ma'arvin. Since they didn't make the schirus, so in the situation they're in now, if you transpose that situation to Erev Shabbos, they wouldn't have been able to make an Erev, because they didn't make any schirus. So even though they could have made schirus and made an Erev, that's two steps. They would have to be able to make an Erev one step. That's what Rashi says here, which is completely connected to the sugya from before. Okay, let's go on. Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Shmuel. Nochri sheyesh lo pesach arbo al arba pasuach lebika. The goy, the picture is like this. I don't have a picture here. Picture. Yeah. Okay. Here's the goy's house. Here's the chotzer that is common to Yidden also. Okay. And the goy has a back door that opens up into a bika. Okay? A small little back door, 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim. That's all. Like a window. It's not even a door. It's like a window. Okay, it's a little place that you can get small things out. You can't get camels through there. So normally, what we call, this is one common chatzah between Jews and goy. And therefore it's awesome. You have to be socher his rishos. But the goy l'maisa has another entrance into his house and mela into that chotzer. He can bring things from the backyard into the front yard. Okay, that's the case. Yeah. So the question is like this. Afilu machnis umotzi gmali mukronos kol hayom kulo derech mavli. Even though he uses the Pesach of the Mavli, right, for big things, camels, whatever, all day, ain osra b'nei Mavli. He doesn't aser the Mavli. Why? Because the goy's reshus really doesn't count. But the Rabbanim made it considered like it counts. That's only where the goy is equal in the Mavli with everybody else. In other words, he needs to get to reshus harabim through this Mavli. He needs to use the, what's it called, the Mavli as an entrance into his chatzar. But if the goy has another entrance, even if it's not as accessible, but it opens into a much more accessible place than into a Mavli, so then the goy is out of the picture. Since anyway his dira is not considered a real dira, it's only mitakonis rabbanan they consider it a dira. They only consider it a dira if he has to use the Pesach of the Mavli. If theoretically he doesn't have to use it, then what's it called? Then his deer is not considered a deer. My time of the pishcha, the miyakid lay bahu nichale. His own private entranceway is more nicha for him, even though it may not be able to be used for everything, it'll be used for certain things. So that's if it's open to a bika, which is what's it called? Opened area where he has unlimited access. What if it's not open to a bika? It's open to a karthif, an enclosed area which is not unlimited access. Maybe then he'd rather use his door to the mavli. And this door is not considered something significant that takes him out of the mavli. Rav Nachman Bar Ami said in the name of his rebbeim, Rashi says, Ulpana sheshome mi rabo v'rabo mi rabo. He heard it from learning, from teachings, backwards. Right? Not name of a person. Even if it's open to a karfeit, the goy would rather use his own private entrance to the karfeit, even though it's limited to a certain degree, than the common entrance to the mavui, and therefore it takes him out of the mavui halachically. Because there's a lot more space in a bika than there is in the mavui. Mavui is very contained, and the bika is uncontained at all. To ulpana sheshomer mirabo v'rabo mirabo, afilu pasuach lekarfeit nichalei bei tvei deika avira tvei mimavli. There's still more open space since it's his own private thing into the karfeit than there is into the mavli, which is meshuta. They ain't also of any mavli mele. His dira is mesula since he has another access rather than the pesach of the mavli, so he's considered like he's out of this mavli completely. The wouldn't what's it called apply to a Jew, because a Jew's dira is a real dira. So even if he has another entrance, he's still part of the mavli. But the goy really is not here anyway, halachically. It's only a takan of the rabbanon. So if he has another entrance, that's masalakim from the mavli. Shaila is, does he have to actually use that door or not? Right? It's mashma. The prisha says it's only where he couldn't bring big things in. That's the chiddush of the Gemara. But small things he does bring through that other door. But if he wouldn't bring anything through that other door, he uses the door, the main door to the mavli for everything, then this halacha doesn't apply. It has to be where actually he uses that door for something. Whereas the Nishmas Adam says that's not true. That even if he uses the door for nothing, but he could use it if he wanted to, that in itself is misalogy. So even if his actual access is to the mavli, and he doesn't use that other door, since theoretically that other door has milas for him, it takes him out of the mavli. That's one machlokas. The Chazon Ish holds that this will only help from a chotzer to a mavli, because since the dira is not that much of a dira, and anyway people don't use the mavli that kavua, so he has another entrance to a other than the mavli that takes him out. But if he had another entrance to his house, and it was a common chotzer, and a person's robe tashmishim are in the chotzer, the other entrance is not going to be mafkia from his chotzer. His chotzer is his major artery. Mavui is not a major artery, but a chotzer is. So therefore, this won't help from a house to a chotzer. If you have two yidden joining a chotzer to a goy, and the goy has a back door, it won't help. It only help where the goy's house and chatzer are open to other chatzeros, open to a mother. And the West Fasemis holds it doesn't make a difference. It helps both from bayis to chatzer, helps from chatzeros to a mavoi. As long as the goy has another entrance which he could use, that in itself is matkia him from the eruv.